106 on the Doc and Woody radio program. Tim Hortons is putting the price up on their coffee next Wednesday. They've given us, I like the way they've given us notice about that, because this is a really important news. People have to get used to the idea. They've got to get ready for the idea. So it was pretty smart letting us know ahead of time that it's going to happen.
Well, you have to prepare.
Yes.
You know?
Just even mentally, the idea that, oh, man, I'm going to fork out more dough.
Get us through this anger and denial stuff.
All that. Yeah. All that stuff, yeah. It's like we're Canadians. We're addicted to the caffeine, the Tim Hortons.
Got to have it.
Doc and Woody poll question today is when will you stop buying the coffee? At what price do you say, that tears it, I'm done? What does the Shea Nation say so far in our poll this morning?
$2.
Eric, $2?
$2.
Well, there
that
goes
tears
your,
it.
There goes your extra large.
Well, you're already paying $2 for an extra large, right?
My large is $1.80.
So you would never go for the extra large?
No. No.
Because you said your ceiling is $2.
$2 is it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you're sticking with the large thing.
You want change when you buy a coffee.
Yeah.
You feel like you're getting something back when you do it.
Makes
all right.
Me feel good.
You can still weigh in on that if you like it, Shea106.com. And by the way, we don't believe that you're going to stop buying coffee at $2.
Oh,
come on, really?
Oh, no.
You can't come stop on. Coffee. It's impossible.
You need that.
That's right. There's something in there, something addictive. Speaking of doing addictive things and things, there's a video going around. Somebody has this great idea of getting grannies and old, especially grannies, to do things that young people would do or to watch. I think they did one where the old people watched that Anaconda video, the Anaconda video with Nicki Minaj, you know, with the big butts.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember seeing a video of them watching and going, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Well, now they've gotten three old ladies to smoke some pot. And see what happens. And these are three elderly women who have never smoked in their lives. Listen in.
You need more.
I need more.
Oh, you need more. Put your whole face over that.
There's the experienced one there.
You look like you mean it.
You mean it.
I totally lost track of what you were talking about.
I know. And then sometimes when we're up here, we just get so, like, what? What were you saying?
I'm feeling like I really don't care if I understand even.
She's so cute.
And so a little bit of tea, I think, kicked it up a notch.
Are you sure
the
that
tea.
Was tea?
Oh, my God.
Now, aren't they having just the time of their lives?
No kidding.
Yeah. Hmm. Send that over to seniors' homes. Mm-hmm.
Then they went and chugged 12 Enfilax each.
Gives me a good idea, though.
Yeah?
With Christmas coming up, and my mother.
Yes. Well, your mother has Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah. So. Get her a vaporizer. Maybe you'll clear things up.
She might all of a sudden straighten right up.
Speak it Spanish all of a sudden.
Oh, man.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Well, give it a shot.
Start calling you Pedro.
Can you imagine? Pedro. No, it's me, Mom.
What did she say to you the other day? And you'll have to clean it up for the air.
Oh, she
or,
said,
or she's, or
she said
to
it
her.
to my dad. She said, Herbie, yeah, honey. If you're not too busy, could you shut the hell up?
That's my favorite line ever.
If you're not too busy.
It's 8:14. That video's gone viral. Just look for three old ladies smoking up.
Well, you have time.
Thanks, Doc, Pedro.
You don't have to do it this minute.
Doc and Woody Radio Show.